Hey guys, welcome to Be Still with Amanda podcast. I'm so excited that you have answered the call to be still and rest in this place with your Heavenly Father. And I pray that this message will ignite that fire inside of you and you'll grow in your personal relationship with your Heavenly Father and walk in your purpose. Have a blessed day. So on my first episode of Be Still with Amanda, I really want to talk about what it means to be still. I figure it's like a lot of us get carried away in the moments of life and distractions. I am the author of the book Be Still, The Place of Complete Surrender and Be Still Study Journal. Oh, I have two books out. They're on Amazon and on my website, AmandaFelix.com. And I feel like I was going 90 miles an hour trying to figure out what to do in life. Like, if I stay busy, if I stay disconnected, if I stay feeling like I'm busy and doing all these things, I feel like I'm successful. And I was more focused on the success instead of my time with the Lord and relationship with Him. I would honestly feel like I would just skim the Word of God and skim through the pages and just have a surface level relationship with Him. I would witness to people about Him. I would be excited. I would go to church. I would worship. But then throughout my days, I would have a little tiny like time with Him, it felt like. And then Sundays would come back along and Sundays was go to church. It was like a routine thing because that's how I grew up. And I really didn't have encounters. Like sometimes I would be lifting my hands in worship in church and just be like, I don't feel anything. Am I supposed to feel something? But we mistake the relationship of feeling with deep connection and relationship. And I think that I was making that mistake over and over and over again. I couldn't really teach people what it felt like to have an encounter with the Holy Spirit. I remember when I was a kid, I would watch my brother and mom be laid out in the Spirit. And I'd be like, no, I'm not going to do that. Like even a pastor came up to me one time and tried to lay his hands on me. And I sat down in the chair and pressed my back against it, afraid of the Holy Spirit. And then so I feel like I had a fear of the Holy Spirit. So being still to me would be scary because I would have to feel something, like not like a feeling of human feeling. It was like I would have to tap into another level that I'm afraid of. And so being still is not always popular. It's not always, you know, we're so busy in life. Nowadays, everything's social media and we get so distracted on those, plus family, plus life, plus new relationships and things like that, that we forget our relationship with our Heavenly Father is the most important. And as I learned to be still in His presence, it was like I couldn't get enough. And I would quiet all the noise and I would just sit still before my Father, read something, pray. And sometimes I would just be quiet. Truly, that is the relationship between you and your Heavenly Father. And as we hurry through our day and we go throughout our day and life gets busy and life gets chaotic, we miss that mark. And before you know it, you've had such a busy day at the end of the day and you literally have no time left because you're so mentally, emotionally, and physically exhausted that you just go right to sleep. Like talking to your Father throughout the day is like the best relationship because just like you go talk to your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your mom, dad, or anything like that, that's a relationship you have on earth. But the relationship you have with your Heavenly Father, He wants to hear from you too. So we get so busy and occupied that we forget time with the Lord. And I was making those mistakes all the time. I wasn't giving Him all of me. I remember that day when I just laid like on my living room floor and I said, I want to be all in. I don't want the chaotic life. I don't want the unquestionable things. I don't want what the world carries or says that I am supposed to be. That I want what you say for me. I want to be all into your kingdom. And it was in that moment that I learned that being still to me was the most important thing in the world. And I needed to share that with the world so they understood that being still is not a waste of time. When you're still with him and you're in that moment, you learn who you are. You learn forgiveness. You learn who your heavenly father is and what he wants for you. Because there's nothing he will withhold from his children. And I've never seen the righteous be forsaken, the word says. We know the story of Martha and Mary, and it's such a common story because Martha was Mary's sister, and Martha was so distracted that Jesus came and was teaching in her living room, and she was like, I have to get all the preparations ready. Jesus is here, the Messiah. I need to prepare the food. I need to prepare the wine. I need to prepare my house. I need to clean. I need to make sure it's perfect for him because he is perfect. And her sister Mary, all she was doing was laying at Jesus's feet, listening to him. And Martha was so upset by that. Martha's like, why on earth, Lord, are you not saying anything? Actually, the word says verbatim, it says, but Martha was too distracted and she came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. The Lord answered, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better and it will not be taken away from her. Sometimes I find myself waking up in the morning and not spending immediate time with him. And my day feels so messy. And I feel so bad. And I'll go do the dishes. And I'll be distracted again. And I'll feel empty and not fulfilled. And I feel so bad because I love him so much. And he loves me so much. And if I start my day with him and I begin each moment, he prepares my steps. And the guidance that we pray for at night and the clarity that we pray for at night when we lay our head down for our next day to be all visioned out for us so that we can see it and be fulfilled in it and we can understand what our assignment is. It's as simple as, good morning, Lord. Closing your eyes and just being still in his presence in the morning. Being still in his presence on your lunch break. Being still in his presence as you lay your head down. A few weeks back, it was a Sunday morning and I was about to get ready for church, but I was like, let me make some breakfast. And actually, I think that day I wasn't going to church. I just felt heavy. And so I put on worship music on my TV and the YouTube, and I just started making breakfast, being a Martha. And I grabbed my plate and I sat down in my chair, and I felt the Holy Spirit just come upon me. And I couldn't even eat my breakfast because I felt his touch, like the heavens just came down on me. Like he released every supernatural peace, every supernatural joy, every supernatural love that I have been missing for that moment of that heaviness. And he lifted it off of me like he was taking the weight from my shoulders, and he put down his canopy of his glory. And I just began to weep. And I remember that I couldn't even eat my breakfast. I just sat there with my plate in my hand. And I had to sit. And then I ended up setting the plate down because I was weeping in my hands. And then I picked up the plate and I tried to take a bite, but he hit me again. He hit me with another encounter and the Holy Spirit came upon me. And I just kept weeping. Not weeping of sorrow as in like I'm depressed or anything. It was weeping of an encounter that I can't explain unless you have opened yourself up to experience it. And I want that for everybody. And how I'm able to be present with him in those moments is because I spend time with him. And being still with him is very, very important. It's our walk. It's our guidance. It's our devotion. And he is so worthy and magnificent and mighty to be praised. But I don't want anything else but that joy and that love that he gives me back. And I want to give that back to him. A while back I was in church and this pastor had said the same thing. He said that the Lord, he was walking out to the stage and it was like in the corner behind the drum set and the Holy Spirit hit him. Like he just started weeping and he said, "This is why I teach. This is why I'm here. I'm right where I'm supposed to be." We have to get to a place where we seek Jesus in our quiet time and the church. And it is important that we represent both. It is important that we have a personal relationship with him on our own before even being in a corporate setting. There's times I worship at places when I'm invited and I can tell who has a personal relationship with him in the room if the Lord allows me to see that. And sometimes I see it very, very strongly and it breaks my heart. Because we get there and I used to be guilty of this. We get there and it's almost like we fake worship. And it honestly shows me, because I've been there in my past, it shows me that there's truly not a personal relationship at home or in your car or anywhere else for that matter that you have with him. And you're just checking the box off to attend church. There's been times I'm running along outside at a race or running, jogging for a 4-mile run or whatever I decide to do that day. And the Lord will hit me and I will just start weeping. Or I'll start laughing. I've lost my mom. I've lost my dad. I've lost many friends that have passed away. I've been in abusive relationships. I've lost it all. I've been homeless. And when I was homeless at some point in time, I used to cry and worship him in my car without anything. And then I remember when I left Florida, when I packed everything in storage, I remember the Lord giving me those moments to know who he is without all my things. That's a whole nother episode that we'll get into another time, but to just know who he is without your things. Who he is when you're just being provided the manna. Okay, I'm going to save that for later because that is one of the episodes I want to do about wilderness. But as I sat in my chair that day, I just let him overtake me. I let my body be still, my mind be still, my heart be still, and be rested at his feet as Mary did. I limited all the distractions that was around the house, all the noise. I put down my breakfast plate and let the Lord overtake me. That moment I knew and felt what it was like to be Mary laying at the feet of Jesus. Or to be Mary when he came to her at the tomb. in that moment, I realized what it was like to be Mary in the place of complete surrender, complete peace, overwhelmed by his love. Thank you guys so much for joining with me today. And like my mama always said, you cannot lead if you do not read. Be blessed.